RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know what? It's the 30th of December. It's December 472. And the Bears still have the NFC North.
They're not giving it back anytime soon, guys. I think you guys are so uncomfortable with the fact that they actually attained it. You're worried. You're holding on to it too tightly.
How dare you talk to me like that on this 97th day of December?
It always feels fragile when the Bears win. Hopefully this is different. You know, and on the serious side, it's all you want. You want everything that you are seeing from this Chicago Bears team to be real. Because if it's real, then they could win a playoff game this year or two.
That would make a difference how many times before. Last time they won was 2011 in a playoff game.
That is correct.
And guess what, guys? We are in playoff mode because so are the Bears. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And I do love that we have meaningful football to talk about right now. And that even though, despite the Bears getting ready for the playoffs, and yes, they are still the NFC North champions, the question became, after they lose to the 49ers, we have more to get into there on the show today. The question then became whether or not the Bears were going to play their starters against the Lions. Lions had already been eliminated. The dream of avenging the loss in some passionate storyline way may be over, but the dream of just getting the job done for seeding is still alive. And Ben Johnson clarified it yesterday. Let's listen to what he had to say when he was asked about whether or not he played the starters Sunday.
How do you view just like what's still ahead of you, the two or the three seed, and how decisions that you'll make, like how do you weigh the importance of seeding in this game?
Yeah, we're playing to win this week.
Boom. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And other coaches, I think, would be like, I don't know, we're going to look into it, or we have to decide what we want to do. Some sort of scheme-ish element there. Some sort of, I don't know what you guys need to prepare for, but we're going to make it a little bit more difficult. Or maybe they would even pull a full Baltimore Ravens and fake the quarterback playing on a Friday, only to have him not play on a Sunday. Point being, Ben Johnson didn't do any of that. You know the drill. You know the assignment. Starters are playing on Sunday. We're going to figure out playoff seeding.
I would say the best part about this, there's no best part about this. This is what I expected. And all Ben Johnson did in the way he handled that question so directly, so concisely, is prove to me that he is as smart as I have always thought that he was. And anything other than an answer that was that direct would have been disappointing to me. And I think a lot of people, because you understand how important it is that the Bears win this game, not just because you get to the playoffs. No. Can you get to the playoffs and make sure you have the best path available to get to the Super Bowl? And the best path available is the two seed, because if you get the two seed, as I've been saying over and over again, you get a playoff game at home. And if you win that game, you get another playoff game at home. And if something goes bad on the other side of the bracket, the road to freaking Santa Clara in the Super Bowl has to go through Soldier Field.
Which is an amazing statement in itself. I'm also not leaving out the part where Ben Johnson probably wants a piece of the Detroit Lions. Ooh. I know that that's probably and should be, you know, behind like seeding for the playoffs and what's going to happen for the rest of this year. But you're crazy if you don't think that Ben Johnson wants a little piece of the Detroit Lions based on the embarrassment that occurred in week two of the season when the Bears lost to the Lions in Detroit 52-21, and some of the chants in the crowd and the hate, sports hate that was going on there. So I don't leave that out of the equation, that Ben Johnson's going to have a little something for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, who are 8-8 and suffering.
Well, and I think that's okay.
I do too.
It kind of goes back to the discussion about the last regular season game of the year last year. Yes, they could have tanked. They could have lost to Green Bay. They could have gotten a better draft pick because of it. That is all true when you consider what was on the line and why there was incentive either way to be able to either win or lose that game. So then you kind of question, well, what is the win worth? It was nice to watch. It's always great to see a Packers win in Green Bay like that. When I say Packers win, I mean Bears win versus the Packers. Let's not go crazy here. So when I say that, it's that, yes, you know, it's okay to simply want to win the game because that's the job every day. You know, you don't always have to have it mean something else. And this is in the same vein to me. The difference is playoff seeding is on the line this time. But additionally, it's okay to simply want to win. It's always okay to want to win, especially the last game of the season against a rival. Have it mean something to you. Have it mean something to the fans. And just keep that same energy. Be hardwired to win games at all times. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to lose a battle and win a battle and lose the war at times. But in this case, that's not what this is.
This is also a testament to the most underrated of the skill set belonging to one quarterback, Caleb Williams. Because this conversation might be a little different if this particular skill was not as under the radar as it should be, but also needs to be featured. That man's durability, you know, Justin Herbert's not playing this week for the Chargers. They're holding him out. They're trying to make sure, keep that guy in bubble wrap. We know we need him if we're going to do something. The same reasoning could exist for the Bears, except for this man is about to play his 34th game out of 34 games. And I think that speaks to where he is, that we never talk about Caleb Williams and his injury proneness. Where is that? Can you tap that for me a couple of times? That wouldn't see. Yeah, just because I don't want to bring the bat.
Knock on the Bear's
wood. It's a bear from one of our great listeners. Bear.
Yeah, knock on the wood for me.
Knocking
I appreciate
on the
you,
bear.
Grody.
Yeah.
But the fact that Caleb Williams has been so durable through all of this, through the 68 sack season, I think that tells you where Ben Johnson is. He doesn't worry about that because he knows, one, his guys need more playing time, more rhythm, keep it going towards the playoffs. But Caleb has done an outstanding job of keeping himself ready.
I also think it's important that Caleb Williams gets 4,000 yards. I think it's a big deal.
270, right?
I think, yeah, he needs 270 to get there. Normally, I wouldn't say that. Like, personal statistics shouldn't factor. They do. It's important. I think it's important to Caleb. I think it should be important to the organization. Just, if nothing else, the symbolic nature of it. You have a quarterback. You have that guy that doesn't mean that he's great and that he is going to be the Bears quarterback for the next 10 years. I mean, you can make an argument that he will be based on some of what we've seen, but I do think it's really important that he gets to 4,000. It's been a joke for way too long in this organization, so it's time.
Wait, you're still not convinced he's the guy?
So you're saying right now
franchise quarterback
Caleb Williams is your quarterback for the next 10 years.
He's the franchise quarterback.
I mean it's very possible, but there's still a lot of holes in his game. It's not perfect.
I don't think there's a lot of holes in his game. I think there's the holes have been slowly closing as the season has gone on.
I trust me, I've seen the improvement, and I feel like I've been pretty good at being with the program, like in the now. Oh, you might say in the known. I say in the now. I understand what in the now is. I live in the I watch Bears games, and I don't try to project too far, and I don't try to look at what the guy did earlier in the season and say that still withstands now. But that's an interesting question you just brought up. I love that. Are we convinced now? Here we are. Marshall just kind of said it.
I'm convinced.
Like, are you convinced? And people could jump in on this too. 312-644-6767. Are you convinced that Caleb Williams is the quarterback?
I can't believe you're not.
Is he the quarterback? For 10 years is a long time. Look, he's gotten really really good this year, and I'm enjoying the hell. I'm the one who said, you two didn't. I'm the one who said yesterday that the MVP of the game Sunday was Caleb Williams. You guys went with the San Francisco quarterback.
I went with a winner.
Well, whatever. So you know how much I think that the guy has improved, but when you hit me with, is he your quarterback for the next 10 years, you stopped me cold there for a second.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Offensive lineman moved. Free play for Williams as the flag is down. So Caleb looking to launch, goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston Loveland. So it was a free play. Williams taking advantage of it. And if the flag is on the Niners, we're an extra point from a tie game.
That's courtesy of NBC Sports. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live through The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on The Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Our conversation turned into the possibility of a 4,000-yard quarterback season, which has never happened for the Bears, and then
that's when
we all went off a cliff together as to the possibilities of the future.
Mars Hall brought up like confidently and almost assumingly, oh, it's going to be here for 10 years, right? That stopped me in my tracks. And I'll add another question to the fray. Pat Manley, who's going to be on with us at 11 o'clock, text in, says he's loving the question about Caleb being here for the next 10 years. And then he asked the following question. Would you rather have Ben Johnson 5 to 10 years from now or Caleb Williams 5 to 10 years from now? And you can't say both. You can't say both.
Who submitted this?
That was Patrick Manley.
Patrick Manley.
Patrick Manley. Sorry.
So that's the worst of the sports hypotheticals.
You tell him that.
I just did. He's listening.
Yeah,
Pat,
right.
That's the worst of the sports hypotheticals. But also, why? Why is this?
Because he likes chaos.
We've gone to a dark place on the show.
Have you ever seen a movie? It's called The Dark Knight. Some people just like to watch the world burn.
That's right.
Okay, so choose your own adventure. Page one is continuing with the topic you brought up earlier in the first segment, and now we have people on hold waiting.
Yeah, let's go to calls. Let's
topic
take calls.
Topic two is worst sports hypothetical ever.
Or if you just want to answer that question. Now, why is that a bad hypothetical, Layla?
Because it sucks. Like, these are your options. The options suck.
You think they're win-win or lose-lose? That's like two ways you could look at it. It's a win-win question or a lose-lose question.
You're forced to either have Ben Johnson or Caleb Williams.
Who is responsible for whom?
To Layla's point, the reason why it feels like it sucks right now is because you already have them both. Why would you give one up?
No, what I was going to say...
It's a hard question.
What I was going to say myself is I think the issue becomes... We talked about it in transition a little yesterday. Is the concept of whether or not a coach matters even more than you think in the NFL. And a coach does matter more than you think in the NFL, so much so that you're seeing quarterbacks get resurrected. In fact, Troy Aikman talked about it last night on Monday Night Football a little bit. So I guess if I had to choose, you're probably going with the coach over the quarterback, just because if you're in Minnesota and you were asked, do you think something can be made out of Sam Darnold? You're probably saying, okay, Kevin O'Connell then. But now you have the rookie, fake rookie year of J.J. McCarthy, where he's learning. his first season.
And we don't really know if Caleb is good. You might know, Marshall, if Caleb's going to be great for the next 10 years. If we had that info, easy to answer.
Keep the quarterback. 309 says, when did the show turn into Saw 15? I'm going to tell you it was about 10:10 this morning. Let's go to our phones, 312-644-6767. Kelso on the south side.
What's up, Kelso?
Marshall, with this question, I'm staying away from this question. I am.
Wait, why are you staying away?
Staying away. No, he's no Brody. Don't fall for it. He's rage bait. Don't fall. You know, Brody is the most. It took him like what 15 weeks to believe in his team. Like, bro, don't fall for it.
That's actually a fair point.
Like, I think I've done a pretty good
job. It's sustainable now, though. Grody will tell you.
What, Caleb?
No, just like the
winning.
It took you so long to fall, like. Team can win.
You can't deny the Bears anymore in this season. You could pick apart some of the issues or things that might not be sustainable, but you can't pick them apart. You can't, you know, like, not pick them to win or do well this year.
So, Kelso, what did you want to say then, since you're staying away from the question because you're scared?
I'm sticking to the most important thing. Like, but this is the question that shouldn't even be asked right now. The question is, should the Bears start? They start a Sunday, like...
What?!
Look, for people who don't know ball, if Philly would have lost, if Josh Allen would have made that open play that if Caleb would have threw it, he would have been killed by, they would have said they started Sunday. You need the second seed. You get the second seed, you guarantee two home games. Possibly home field advantage if the number one seed gets upset. Why is we even talking about this?
Well, because it was a question whether or not it was going to happen. Now, the question got answered after our show yesterday, so that's why we're addressing it now. But I am with you. Actually, you're with me, because I've been saying this since jump. Like, yes, the two seed is worth playing all your people for. Thanks, Kelso.
Thanks, Kelso.
We appreciate you on the south side.
Coming up next, 312-644-6767, Jake in Evanston. Jake, you're on Raheemy Harris and Grody.
Jake?
Jake! We've lost Jake. We're going to go on to Adam then? Let's go to Adam.
Khakis.
Adam, you're on the score.
Hey, morning, everybody. Love the show. I wanted to just talk about something really quick that I don't think has been talked about, and it's how the bye weeks are scheduled throughout the season. You have the Bears, who had a week 5 bye, and then you had teams with a bye in like week 15. And I think that they should put the bye weeks for the teams like at a 4-week span in the middle so that everybody's got it's kind of equitable for everyone.
Well, that's interesting. I will tell you this, and we can kick that around if we want, but going through the locker room before the Bears early bye, the general consensus was this sucks having the bye this early. The Bears players did not like having that early break.
What's funny is, though, even though they did not like it, it was very useful to them because they needed to have that time to redirect the ship, if you will, as early as possible.
Yeah, that's the hard part, was that the bye was too early, but it was utilized. Because they kept saying, well, we want the bye in order to reevaluate the team.
Do we think that they would have won as many games as they did if the bye was, say, week 9? Would they have been able to correct in a way? Because it was a sharp correction once they had the bye.
Does that affect the previous question of only Ben Johnson versus only Caleb Williams for the next 10 years? I need to know how these all connect. Give me the wall from Always Sunny with Charlie where he's pointing to all the factors at the same time?
I can't wait till Pat Manley's on at 11. You could take it up,
Layla,
with him.
Mark.
You could take it. So are you a pigeon in this scenario? Where you just come in and maybe you do your business and you fly away.
No, the question of, okay, well, let's do the question.
Yes.
Caleb versus the hot head coach and the hot quarterback. And if you could pick one, who would you want around for the next 15 years? I think it's a great question.
The quarterback is hot because of the coach. It is the coach. The coach is the answer.
I'm leaning towards the coach because of the fact that I'm not as sold on the next decade of Caleb Williams.
Well,
if it was, you know, a texter saying, you know, laughing it off with Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, I think we know who has won that battle. And other coaches like Josh Allen and McDermott. Is McDermott a great coach?
McDermott's a defensive guy.
Right.
That's
so it doesn't
not even
matter
what it
there.
Is. But you need time to develop.
If your quarterback is a made man, then the answer to that question is easy. It's simple. It's the quarterback. But because, at least I'm speaking for myself, I don't know if Caleb's going to be great for the next 7 to 8 years. I'm not positive. He might be. I'd probably say coach right now.
I'm asking. Elite arm talent, right? Elite skill set.
100%.
Ben Johnson has honed it. He's continuing to hone it.
Yeah.
I think Ben Johnson is the reason you're getting this version of Caleb Williams.
You might be right.
Now, you can make the argument offensive play caller versus, you know, defensive guy. Mike Vrabel's in New England, right? That's not an offensive mind, but what's Drake May doing?
Very good things.
Leading the freaking NFL in completion percentage and maybe on the way to an MVP season. And how long has he been playing professional football? So there's a lot of nuance there.
Yeah, he's in his second season.
That's my point.
And that's, yeah. But I think it's time for us to take a break. We will continue the conversation. 312-644-6767. And yes, Patrick Manley, longest tenured Bear, is coming up at 11. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You know what? It's the 30th of December. It's December 472. And the Bears still have the NFC North.
They're not giving it back anytime soon, guys. I think you guys are so uncomfortable with the fact that they actually attained it. You're worried. You're holding on to it too tightly.
How dare you talk to me like that on this 97th day of December?
It always feels fragile when the Bears win. Hopefully this is different. You know, and on the serious side, it's all you want. You want everything that you are seeing from this Chicago Bears team to be real. Because if it's real, then they could win a playoff game this year or two.
That would make a difference how many times before. Last time they won was 2011 in a playoff game.
That is correct.
And guess what, guys? We are in playoff mode because so are the Bears. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And I do love that we have meaningful football to talk about right now. And that even though, despite the Bears getting ready for the playoffs, and yes, they are still the NFC North champions, the question became, after they lose to the 49ers, we have more to get into there on the show today. The question then became whether or not the Bears were going to play their starters against the Lions. Lions had already been eliminated. The dream of avenging the loss in some passionate storyline way may be over, but the dream of just getting the job done for seeding is still alive. And Ben Johnson clarified it yesterday. Let's listen to what he had to say when he was asked about whether or not he played the starter Sunday.
How do you view just like what's still ahead of you, the two or the three seed, and how decisions that you'll make, like how do you weigh the importance of seeding in this game?
Yeah, we're playing to win this week.
Boom. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And other coaches, I think, would be like, I don't know, we're going to look into it, or we have to decide what we want to do. Some sort of scheme-ish element there. Some sort of, I don't know what you guys need to prepare for, but we're going to make it a little bit more difficult. Or maybe they would even pull a full Baltimore Ravens and fake the quarterback playing on a Friday, only to have him not play on a Sunday. Point being, Ben Johnson didn't do any of that. You know the drill. You know the assignment. Starters are playing on Sunday. We're going to figure out playoff seeding.
I would say the best part about this, there's no best part about this. This is what I expected. And all Ben Johnson did in the way he handled that question so directly, so concisely, is prove to me that he is as smart as I have always thought that he was. And anything other than an answer that was that direct would have been disappointing to me. And I think a lot of people, because you understand how important it is that the Bears win this game, not just because you get to the playoffs. No. Can you get to the playoffs and make sure you have the best path available to get to the Super Bowl? And the best path available is the two seed, because if you get the two seed, as I've been saying over and over again, you get a playoff game at home. And if you win that game, you get another playoff game at home. And if something goes bad on the other side of the bracket, the road to freaking Santa Clara in the Super Bowl has to go through Soldier Field.
Which is an amazing statement in itself. I'm also not leaving out the part where Ben Johnson probably wants a piece of the Detroit Lions. Ooh. I know that that's probably and should be, you know, behind like seeding for the playoffs and what's going to happen for the rest of this year. But you're crazy if you don't think that Ben Johnson wants a little piece of the Detroit Lions based on the embarrassment that occurred in week two of the season when the Bears lost to the Lions in Detroit 52-21, and some of the chants in the crowd and the hate, sports hate that was going on there. So I don't leave that out of the equation, that Ben Johnson's going to have a little something for Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, who are 8-8 and suffering.
Well, and I think that's okay.
I do too.
It kind of goes back to the discussion about the last regular season game of the year last year. Yes, they could have tanked. They could have lost to Green Bay. They could have gotten a better draft pick because of it. That is all true when you consider what was on the line and why there was incentive either way to be able to either win or lose that game. So then you kind of question, well, what is the win worth? It was nice to watch. It's always great to see a Packers win in Green Bay like that. When I say Packers win, I mean Bears win versus the Packers. Let's not go crazy here. So when I say that, it's that, yes, you know, it's okay to simply want to win the game because that's the job every day. You know, you don't always have to have it mean something else. And this is in the same vein to me. The difference is playoff seeding is on the line this time. But additionally, it's okay to simply want to win. It's always okay to want to win, especially the last game of the season against a rival. Have it mean something to you. Have it mean something to the fans. And just keep that same energy. Be hardwired to win games at all times. And sometimes, yeah, you're going to lose a battle and win a battle and lose the war at times. But in this case, that's not what this is.
This is also a testament to the most underrated of the skill set belonging to one quarterback, Caleb Williams. Because this conversation might be a little different if this particular skill was not as under the radar as it should be, but also needs to be featured. That man's durability. You know, Justin Herbert's not playing this week for the Chargers. They're holding him out. They're trying to make sure, keep that guy in bubble wrap. We know we need him if we're going to do something. The same reasoning could exist for the Bears, except for this man is about to play his 34th game out of 34 games. And I think that speaks to where he is, that we never talk about Caleb Williams and his injury proneness. Where is that? Can you tap that for me a couple of times? That wouldn't see. Yeah, just because I don't want to bring the bad.
Knock on the Bear's
wood.
It's a
bear
carving.
From one of our great listeners, Bear.
Yeah, knock on the wood for me.
Knocking
I appreciate
on the bear.
You, Grody.
Yeah.
But the fact that Caleb Williams has been so durable through all of this, through the 68 sack season, I think that tells you where Ben Johnson is. He doesn't worry about that because he knows, one, his guys need more playing time, more rhythm, keep it going towards the playoffs. But Caleb has done an outstanding job of keeping himself ready.
I also think it's important that Caleb Williams gets 4,000 yards. I think it's a big deal.
270, right?
I think, yeah, he needs 270 to get there. Normally, I wouldn't say that. Like, personal statistics shouldn't factor. They do. It's important. I think it's important to Caleb. I think it should be important to the organization. Just, if nothing else, the symbolic nature of it. You have a quarterback. You have that guy that doesn't mean that he's great and that he is going to be the Bears quarterback for the next 10 years. I mean, you can make an argument that he will be based on some of what we've seen, but I do think it's really important that he gets to 4,000. It's been a joke for way too long in this organization, so it's time.
Wait, you're still not convinced he's the guy?
So you're saying right now
franchise quarterback
Caleb Williams is your quarterback for the next 10 years.
He's the franchise quarterback.
I mean, it's very possible, but there's still a lot of holes in his game. It's not perfect.
I think there's a lot of holes in his game. I think there's the holes have been slowly closing as the season has gone on.
Trust me, I've seen the improvement, and I feel like I've been pretty good at being with the program, like in the now. Oh, you might say in the known. I say in the now. I understand what in the now is. I watch Bears games, and I don't try to project too far, and I don't try to look at what the guy did earlier in the season and say that still withstands now. But it's an interesting question you just brought up. I love that. Are we convinced now? Here we are. Marshall just kind of said it.
I'm convinced.
Like, are you convinced? And people could jump in on this too. 312-644-6767. Are you convinced that Caleb Williams is the quarterback?
I can't believe you're not. Is he
the quarterback? For 10 years is a long time. Look, he's gotten really good this year, and I'm enjoying the hell. I'm the one who said, you two didn't. I'm the one who said yesterday that the MVP of the game Sunday was Caleb Williams. You guys went with the San Francisco quarterback.
I went with a winner.
Well, whatever. So you know how much I think that the guy has improved, but when you hit me with, is he your quarterback for the next 10 years, you stopped me cold there for a second.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.